are about a third to maybe 40% of the states of the way through. So we have had a fair number of contests at this point, a fair number of delegates, which is actually how you decide who the nominee is going to be, is that you're electing delegates who are then eventually going to go to the national conventions, who are then going to cast a vote for, in this case, either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. So we're a fair way through the process, but there's still a majority of delegates to be determined. A majority of states still haven't had their competitions yet to decide between these candidates. So we're getting there, and obviously candidates have dropped out. So it is starting to narrow the field, but now you're going to have this pretty much this head-to-head competition between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
So how does Illinois fit into all of this?
Illinois is actually going to matter. I think people were concerned that because Illinois is a little later in the process, that it's 2 weeks after Super Tuesday, that Illinois was not going to have a huge impact over who the nominee was going to be. Because by the time we got to Illinois, enough delegates were going to have been decided and enough candidates were going to have dropped out that we were going to have kind of a predetermined outcome by the time we got to Illinois. And other states have been in that position before. So California used to have their primary in June. And by the time it got to June, all of the candidates had dropped out but one, and so voters in California didn't have any options. They had who the nominee was going to be. And so that's why California moved up and competed on Super Tuesday, so that they could have more of an impact in the nominating contest. And so I think people were worried that Illinois was going to be in kind of California's old shoes about coming later in the process. But because things are still somewhat up in the air about who the nominee is going to be between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and there aren't that many states going on March 10th, when we get to March 17th, when Illinois has its primary, Illinois's got a substantial heft of delegates to kind of dole out to the remaining candidates. So votes in Illinois are still going to be much more influential than I think people were worried that they would be.
What do you expect to see from Illinois voters?
Illinois is actually a pretty solid representation of the demographics of the United States in terms of the geographical distribution between kind of rural and suburban and urban and the racial and socioeconomic demographics. And so I think you're going to get some of the similar split in Illinois that we've seen nationwide across kind of your typical sort of Bernie Sanders supporters and your more Joe Biden supporters. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the counties around Chicago and even maybe Champaign-Urbana, where you might get kind of concentration of Bernie Sanders supporters, and then in sort of more rural parts of the state, where you might get some Joe Biden supporters. So I think you're going to see something similar happen in Illinois about sort of dividing the vote between Biden and Sanders. And I think there are going to be some people who are going to continue to vote for Amy Klobuchar or Pete Buttigieg or Elizabeth Warren because they're still on the ballot. The ballots have already been printed. And at this point, they are making kind of a symbolic statement that this is the candidate they supported and they're not changing their vote, even if those candidates are no longer in the race.
Are more people in this election voting for who they want for president versus who they think can win?
I think voters are really torn, especially on the more Democratic or liberal side, are really torn between so-called electability, and political science actually has no way of measuring electability. It's one of those things where you're like, I know it when I see it, but it's really hard to actually measure an electable candidate. So I think you're seeing this debate between electability and maybe more idealism. And so Bernie Sanders, I think, represents the more idealistic, this is what we want in theory idea. And the Biden side is sort of satisficing. You're kind of making do, but you think he's got a better chance of beating Donald Trump. Or you think that if Bernie Sanders is on the ticket, that's going to affect the ability of the Democrats to keep the House or to convert the Senate to Democratic control, and so you vote for Biden instead. There's going to be this kind of inner war between people. I think depending on what happens on March 10th, maybe Joe Biden really has solidified this lead that he's garnered after Super Tuesday, and people start to go, well, he's going to win the nomination, so I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren because she's who I wanted originally, and I don't want to vote for Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden's going to win no matter what, and so they make the calculation that their vote, quote-unquote, doesn't matter, which is never true. I don't want anyone to think that that's the case. But I think that's some of the mental gymnastics people are going to do.
The presidential race is obviously the biggest contest this election cycle, but what else should voters be keeping an eye on?
I think the one thing to keep an eye out on is the state legislative races, particularly because the people who get elected this year are going to be the people who are doing the redistricting next year. So obviously a census is happening right now or soon to be happening and will continue throughout the rest of the year. And then that information is going to go to the state legislatures next year. And so whoever ends up being in the state legislature next year, those are the group of people who are going to be doing the redistricting. And that redistricting is going to have an impact for the next 10 years. Illinois is almost certainly going to lose a seat in Congress. At least one, hopefully not two, but there's a possibility that we could lose a substantial amount of our representation. And so when that means that you've got fewer districts, that's going to lead to a lot more creative drawings of these congressional districts. And so if you are concerned about how that's going to affect the congressional districts, your member of Congress, you're going to want to pay attention to the state legislative races, because those are the people who are going to be doing that drawing.